Week one of varsity has been and gone, and what a week it was. UniOrv took a strong early lead with huge fort wins in the basketball, while our presenters created a nail-biting atmosphere.
They're all in Minnie Mouse dresses. One Minnie Mouse, two Minnie Mouse, three Minnie Mouse, four Minnie Mouse.
As many Minnie Mouse as you could possibly wish
for. Exactly. They're pink and purple and dotted Minnie Mouse dresses, actually.
We then battled hard to another ice hockey victory, with our professional commentary providing expert analysis of the game.
And there's 8 seconds left. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And it's a UniOrv win! Trent 3, Nottingham 4.
Referee's waved it. No, referee's waved it. There's 6 seconds left.
The referee's waved.
That's an icing call. There's going to be a face-off in the UniOrv's look. The referee sending them all back.
But with Nottingham's captains giving inspirational team talks, we're destined to make Varsity 2015 green and gold.
So you're up against Forrest Gump. Fair enough, he's fought in NAM for America. But you play for University of Nottingham, the best university in the world. You can go out and do this. The crowd is all on your side. Forrest Gump doesn't know what's going to hit him. You have got the characteristics of the three Ds, drive, discipline and dedication. And this will lead to you being the big name on campus, Beanox.
You're listening to Varsity Tonight on URN.
Well, that was a nice recap of the sporting events so far.
The Varsity Series has certainly lived up to expectations.
Only 2 days left of Varsity 2015 and it is getting tense.
UniOrv going to the final days 9-7 up, only 2 wins away from retaining the series.
With hockey, swimming and table tennis to come, the war really is reaching its peak.
Varsity Tonight.
That's right, every day during the Varsity Series, URN will be bringing you exclusives from the Varsity teams.
We listen to our sports captains finding it difficult to count.
We've got a 3-word message for a Trent opponent.
As a magic number.
Be ready.
We'll be bringing you up to date with the leaderboards.
These are your brothers, boys. Put your hearts on the line for them. Don't go half into a tackle because these boys aren't going to go half for you.
And we have an epic table tennis wrap-off coming up later in the show, which you do not want to miss.
Yo, my name's King and I play ping.
Yo, Liam.
I'm Beth Glennon.
I can't wait for that. And I'm James Goodison. And for the next half an hour, look no further than here for all your varsity needs. We'll be looking back at all the action over the weekend, where a number of us went down to Lady Bay and gave our intelligent thoughts on the women's game.
So we're just down here after the women's rugby won 24-12 in their varsity fixture to extend the series lead to 8-5. What an incredible performance. I am joined in our studio here at the Lady Bay Arena by Ben Malone, Will Leaney and James Goodison. How did you find that match?
Yeah, it was decent. Yeah, a lot of errors, but, you know, it was really, really nice to see the girls come through in the end.
So what did you guys think was the differential between the University of Nottingham and Nottingham and Trent University?
Well, I think the University team were considerably better. They seemed stronger, they seemed more competent, and generally they seemed like they were going to have realistic job prospects in the future.
I would agree. I think up front we battered them in the second half. The end of the first half, it was looking a little bit worrying, but, you know, it's all about getting over those rucks and retaining possession.
Can you tell me about your analysis of the first 10, 15 minutes?
I can't really tell you about the first 10 minutes because I was in the car park having a few lagers with the boys. Anyway, so yeah, end of the second half, you know, I thought we were doing... end of the first half, I thought we were really struggling up front. Beginning of the second half, it was a case of, you know, really creating some sort of platform for the backs to play off, and, you know, that's resulted in 2 tries. I mean, our conversion kicker can't kick for but, you know, we can always, as long as we're scoring some sort of tries, then, you know, hopefully we'll be all right.
And what was your analysis of that women's match?
I didn't watch it, Sam.
Perfect. James Goodison, what was your analysis of that women's match?
Well, it was a tight first half. I mean, we only went in with a small lead at the break, but they came out, they played very, very well in the second half. Second half really, like, you know, they won it for us there in the second half.
Well, that was an interesting interview there, James.
Yeah, a few expletives going around there. I just think there was a couple of lagers being drunk.
I think a couple of lagers with the lads were had, yeah. So you can check out the match reports on our website, urn1350.net, for interviews and in-depth analysis.
This is URN Sport Leadership. The contestant must give a motivational team talk.
This is not really good enough. Out there, we're playing like boys. We need to stand up, all right? Be 20 feet tall, become men. The hit's got to come in, the line speed's got to go up, everyone's got to show a bit more f***ing emotion. Look to your left and look to your right. Look these men in the eyes. These are your f***ing
brothers, boys. Put your hearts on the line for them. Don't go half into a tackle, because these boys aren't going to go half for you. They're going to go all the way in. They're going to smash every single...
Oh, that is so...
Oh, I'm pumped.
So pumped.
Yes.
Yes.
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
So the Ruby team got 38 points there, just 1 point behind the women's futsal team. Sorry.
Oh, they must be absolutely devastated to miss out on
those.
Oh,
I'm sure they are.
Tickets.
Yeah.
We now have a special combination of team captains' three words to their Trent opponents.
Yeah, so as we've heard in the previous Varsity Tonight shows, some of our UniOff captains have seriously struggled with the concept of three words.
Let's have a listen.
Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number.
Three-word message for your Trent opponents.
Faith and hope and charity.
We're going to get you. Have you got a three-word message for a Trent opponent?
Give you three. That's a magic number.
Be ready.
It takes three legs
we are.
To make a
four. Well, it's okay.
Two and then four.
It takes three wheels to make a vehicle called a tricycle. Every triangle has three corners. Every triangle has three sides. No more, no less. You don't have to guess. When it's three, you can see it's a magic number.
And a three-word message for Trent opponents.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
A three-word message for the Trent futsal team.
Be careful. That's to watch how we're coming.
And if you have a three-word message for Trent, what would it be?
3, 6, 9. Oh, I can't even think of one. 12, 15, 18. I hate you.
And what's your three-word message for the Nottingham Trent University players?
Watch out for Cecil.
Three-word message for Trent opponent.
Watch out for us. Watch out. No, that's not three. We will win.
And a three-word message for Trent opponents.
Good luck, guys. But we're winning.
Okay, 6 words for this.
And a three-word message for a Trent opponent.
Ooh, be ready. Oh, that's two words.
What is it?
Three.
Yeah, that's a magic number.
Yeah, it seems that quite a lot of the UniOff captains struggled to count to three there, James.
Yeah, they did. My definite favourite was be careful.
Be careful, yeah. Two words there, wowie. So, we've now played something amazing, haven't we, that we've got for our listeners?
Yes, we do indeed. We got the male and female table tennis teams together to have a battle of the sexes.
Yeah, so the table tennis male team took on the female table tennis team in a challenge to end all challenges, a wrap-off.
Yes, just as table tennis players have to send the ball back over the net, rappers have to send bars back at their opponents.
Let's have a listen.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Straight out of Compton.
Yo, my name's King, and I play ping.
Yo, I'm Liam. I play to beat him.
I am a menace at table tennis.
Four hands are smashing on my land.
I like to say sport, and I'm not that short.
We're gonna beat Trent and leave a massive dent.
I don't know.
They definitely gave Jay-Z and Kanye for the money there, didn't they, James?
Yeah, that would be interesting to see, wouldn't it? Like,
it would.
What would you call, like, Watch the Bat 2?
Watch the Bat 2, I like that.
Yeah.
Rather than Watch the Throne, liking it a lot. Yeah, no, that was good. I enjoyed the Liam's rhyming with I'm gonna have him. That was interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting to compare them to the volleyball lot as well.
Yeah.
Earlier in the stage. I think they were better, actually.
Yeah, I did enjoy it. I mean, Ping, Yolanda King, that was a good rhyming sesh.
Yeah, well, that was, it sort of started quite strong.
It did start strong.
But remember, you can follow all the updates from the game and all the games played this Varsity series at URN Sport on Twitter.
This is URN Sport.